sides, one action. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House says President Biden is encouraged by the ongoing bipartisan talks in the Senate on gun violence.
Step one is to try to get a deal. As I've said repeatedly, I hope that'll be sooner rather than later.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's hoping for something that makes a difference on issues related to recent mass shootings, including school safety and mental health. Democrats want more.
We know we won't get it all done at once, but the American people want us to get something done, and they want to see Republicans do something and do something real.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's giving more time for the talks. Actor Matthew McConaughey, who's from Uvalde, Texas, is challenging lawmakers to act on proposals ranging from red flag laws to background checks and waiting periods to buy guns.
Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals. These regulations are not a step back. They're a step forward for a civil society and the Second Amendment.
The Oscar winner visiting with lawmakers and President Biden after spending much of last week in his hometown, grieving the 21 lives lost in the mass shooting at an elementary school. Transitory wasn't the right word. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admitting again that she was wrong on inflation, but telling senators she didn't envision multiple COVID variants and a war in Ukraine at the time.
There's no question that we have huge inflation pressures that inflation is really our top economic problem at this point, and that it's critical that we address it.
She defends the administration's handling of the economy, though, echoing the White House argument about a position of strength after trillions in COVID relief that Republicans say overheated the economy. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Federal Trade Commission just announcing an inquiry into the operations of pharmacy benefit managers who control access to prescription drugs for millions of Americans by running coverage for health insurers and employers. An Arizona judge declines a request by the state Republican Party to block most mail ballots for the 2022 election.
A Mojave County judge has ruled that nothing in the Arizona Constitution prohibits the legislature from allowing citizens to vote by mail. In a state in which 90% of Arizonans voted that way in the 2020 election, in which a Democratic operative and a co-defendant have been indicted, accused of illegally collecting ballots, and in some cases filling them out. And as Republicans continue rallying around the possibility of widespread voting fraud in 2020, the Arizona GOP says it's exploring its options, including a possible appeal over the judge's ruling over mail-in ballots.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The jury deadlocks at the trial of a Colorado businessman accused of ripping off thousands of people who donated to a Build the Wall campaign on the southern U.S. border. A federal judge granting a mistrial today after the jury said for the third time it was deadlocked on several counts. Timothy Shea was left to stand trial alone after two other defendants pleaded guilty, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon was pardoned by then-President Donald Trump. They had some soft rock classics.
Summer Breeze.
Seals and Crofts, with three top 10 hits in the 1970s. Half of the duo, Jim Seals, has died. He was 80. No details yet on a cause of death. Seals and Dash Crofts were Texas natives who had previously worked together in The Champs, a group that included Glenn Campbell and was known for the hit single Tequila. Another midseason firing in Major League Baseball, the LA Angels dumping manager Joe Maddon after a 12-game losing streak. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.